With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WLK. Apparently, they bringing out the heavyweights trying to force the school board to move on Dr. Carstensen's contract. But the three members of the board who voted against extending Carstensen's contract the last time previously cited a mix of concern about the superintendent's leadership. Their concern ranged from her perceived emphasis on charter schools at the expense of traditional schools to the belief that APS needs to be more accountable for its finances and students' academic progress. Makes sense to me. We built a $158 million school called North Atlanta High School. $158 million was the single price tag. $56 million just for the land itself. $100 plus million for a school. The single most expensive school in Georgia. Don't have one that costs more than that. So, you know, they're having some issue, but they, you know, when John Lewis show up, everybody's just supposed to, you know, everybody else supposed to sit down and shut up, I guess. I don't know. 4489222703. We have Shauna Hayes Tavares on the phone with us. Shauna, how are you?
Greetings, Brother Derek. How are you?
Well, it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
The
yes,
one thing I can say about you, sister, rain, sleet, or snow. You have been consistent on this issue of education. I think all of
That's
your
right.
babies, your youngest one, is he in college yet? Did I read something about your youngest?
No, I have one more graduating this year, Derek, and this will be the fourth of my last.
I knew it would had to be close. I knew it because I keep up with you vicariously through all your posts. So proud of your baby. You got one who's deaf, I believe, he's in college.
Well, that's the youngest one. He'll be going to Gallaudet next year.
I
soon play three sports.
Wow.
He's on his way. I got a daughter at Georgia Tech. She is a straight-A student, kicking butt over there going to her fourth year. I got a son in film school right now. So then I got a 26-year-old. So, you know, I got one more to get out of this school system.
Right.
But
right.
The fight will continue. The fight will continue.
Read your comments in the paper. What mm-hmm. is going on now? I bounce in and out of education. I think, let me just say this, for me, education is the foundation. It is no doubt the best passport that we have as a people mm-hmm. to still get out of poverty. As I just
That's
heard
right.
you run down your children, you got one straight A at Georgia Tech. I guarantee you, if she stay on the path of straight A's, her future is going to be very bright. You know,
Most definitely.
It is the best thing that we have going for us as mm-hmm. a people to help move us into the middle and upper classes of this society and this yet to be United
That's
States
right.
of America. What's going on over at APS? Why did all of these people show up on Monday? And what are they trying to do over there?
You know, it's so much, Derek. You know, we'd almost have to have a whole show to really break it all the way down. But let me try to get a quick gist of it. So Dr. Carstensen's contract ends June 30th, 2020, right? And so right now, in any school district that whose superintendent's contract is ending that soon, at the end of this school year, they would be either looking to renew her contract if they believe that that was the thing to do, or put together a search committee to start the process. It takes at least a year, and
right.
that's at least a year,
Certainly.
To find quality superintendent. So right now, as it stands, as of September 2019, we have done neither one of those things, okay? And so with that not being done, the board is being irresponsible and being bullied by two different entities, a divide in the community, because there's a business community, i.e. politicians, business folks, people who are invested or have some level of investment in Atlanta Public Schools that want to continue with Kastarfin as being the leader, because what Kastarfin has done has made a whole lot of other folks rich by delving off and killing off schools now, through this charter operator.
All right, now, Shauna, we're going to slow this thing down because you know this stuff back and forth. That our listeners, because you and I know what's going on. Let's make sure that we just tell it like it is. Now, if you can't tell it like it is, I'll let you off the phone.
You know I can tell it like it is now.
All right, so let's talk about that. How, and you probably know then, how many schools right now are, before she came, how many schools do we have under charter control, and how many do we have now? Because we've introduced some new ones since she's been here. I think Kendezi has come in. Purpose-built schools have come in. There's one other one, somebody who's come. Tell us who all you know of are these operators and what kind of contracts. What is the year extension? How many year contracts have they given these people?
Okay, so what they have done that has been this slick move, to your point here, is that we have 22 schools that are either charter or charter operator schools. So what this board and the superintendent say, oh, we haven't voted in a new charter in 5 years. No, they have not. What they've done is allow the charter operators to come in and take over the charter schools without any real management. They have autonomy, they have budget, they have staff, they get to do what they want to do. They start school earlier, they can do later, they do what they want to do. And they have 14 years. Are you listening to me?
14 years. So one thing we know for sure is their contracts are going to probably exceed her tenure. Because we So she's given contracts and signed contracts and bound this board to contracts. To terms that probably going to exceed her stay as a superintendent.
No doubt. And people like Kendezi, who got a school that they didn't even really want, they were kind of bullying to it, and they delayed it a year because they really are. If you look at the data, these charter operators or these charter schools aren't just kicking butt. They just aren't. They've declined in their data across the board. KIPP, Kendezi, and Purpose Built. So Purpose Built basically has taken over the entire Carver cluster with the exception of two schools.
Okay, and let's slow it down. I know you got So we talk about Carver cluster. We're talking about Price. We're talking about Thomasville Heights, Slater, Carver High School. I think that's
Gideon.
I think that's what make up that cluster. So they are, for all intents and purposes, running about five or six other schools there.
Yes, they are. They have a K through 12 continuum of schools in the elementary, middle, and high school that Purpose Built is running.
Now, you asked a profound question, and we're going to take a break then. I want you to come back now. You asked what criteria is being used to judge the success of this superintendent.
That's right.
And when we come back from the break, Sean, I know you're moving around, so we won't keep you that long. And we will get you down here in the studio so we can just sit and chat with some other people and try to invite the superintendent down. Maybe she'll come down here with you. When we come back, I want you to answer that for us.
Okay, I
want you to answer what criteria for our listeners, too. You asked the question. Did they give you an answer? What criteria is she being evaluated against? And what criteria are these schools being evaluated against to determine whether they're successful or not?
Exactly.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Shauna Hayes-DeVar. She is an education advocate, parent, and has been in this thing for a long time. And everybody and their mama showed up in support of the superintendent. Well, not everybody, their mama. Congressman John Lewis, and Mayor Shirley Franklin, Andy Young, several of them signed a letter. Shame of commerce. Oh, Lord. We saw what they did to the previous superintendent. Ran her straight into the grave. Pushed her out there to challenge the governor during the cheating scandal. And when the governor turned and came at her, they dropped her like a dirty habit. So when we come back, and she died. That's how that story ended. Yeah. When we come back, is this superintendent worthy of an extension of a contract? Because it's time for there's no guarantee that you need to be superintendent. There are other superintendents. There are other jobs you can do. Church is hiring. Church is chicken. Popeye needs some help over there fixing the sandwiches and everything. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK. All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Something is happening over at the school board. I don't know what it is now. But one person who's been on it is Shauna Hayes Tavares. Shauna, and I know you're moving around, so we're going to let you go. Who's the holdouts over there? Who are the board members that was when a contract was to be extended last year in June? Three said no. Who were those three?
Yeah.
What is your sense of what's happening?
Grant. Okay. That's Leslie Grant, Michelle Olympiadas, and Erica Mitchell, right?
Okay.
So they're not satisfied with, from, you know, my conversations with them, they're not satisfied with, some of them are not satisfied with the fact that she's bringing in a lot of charters. That's certainly what Erica and Michelle are talking about. Budget management, accountability, transparency, getting things done, being a person of her word, the morale of the staff, are there. So, the criteria really, though, Derek, should be about student success, right?
Right.
And
exactly.
We all can say, okay, people are saying, oh, look at the graduation rates. And look, I am a parent and am an advocate, so I want high graduation rates. However, I want the students to graduate with something. Their content mastery is low. Their college and career preparedness is low. Those are the things, those are the two major criteria that determine whether students are ready to graduate and go out into the world. And so what they have not done, what this board has not done, this is what I'm asking your viewers and listeners to do, is to say, y'all got to write some emails and ask some questions and hold these folks accountable. They work for us. We elect them. But what they have not done is made public the metrics of what is going on. Can you hear me, Derek?
Yes. They have made public the matrix.
They
on
have
what's
not
going-
made, right, of the measures and the metrics of what they're evaluating the superintendent on. So they're evaluating her in secret.
Hold on now. No, that's baffling to me.
Yes.
That should be posted publicly everywhere you go, everywhere you see it, that our superintendent, we want to move the needle on graduation rates. That's an easy one to do. Content, the number of students who have to go into enter. Now, I know the number is high. The students who leave APS who have to take remedial courses, which means they basically throw away two or three classes before they can enter their freshman year.
Yeah.
They have to go into remedial courses in English.
We don't even have in any school south of downtown there. This is an astounding number. We do not have one school south of downtown where 10 out of 100 children are reading on grade level proficiency. Not one.
Hold on now. Because people will not believe
you. Right?
People believe you are making this up. Say that again. Say that one more time.
There is not one school, not one, south of downtown. That's Douglas, Farrell Cluster, Mays Cluster, Washington Cluster, South Atlanta Cluster, Carver. Not one where 10 out of 100 students can read. 90% of the students are not reading on grade level proficiency. Let me say it like that. 90% of the students, and in some places even higher, are not reading on grade level proficiency. Okay? Which is a key determining factor, as you know, for jail sales, for dropout, for lack of college and lack of education attainment.
Okay?
And all of these things couple, but we can't hear and see targets and measures and metrics of this superintendent related to literacy. This is the same superintendent who told us 4 years ago that the poor of Atlanta could not work themselves out of poverty, repeating what some white person said. Okay? And I told her, as an educational leader, how dare you ever repeat those words? Because if you're not giving the people hope, we got a 75% poverty rate in the city of Atlanta Public Schools. Okay, a 75% poverty rate. That means that most folks can't barely even live here.
Right.
But the one thing that you said earlier, that education is supposed to be the greatest equalizer. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, they couldn't read or write, but what they knew is that if we get educated, which is why we built institutions.
Absolutely.
Then we have freedom, because you can't take education away. And the educational leader does not even believe that, and that literacy is still an issue of these high numbers. And we're talking about renewing. She didn't even deal with literacy for the first 3 years because she was too busy trying to get charters up in here. Okay? They just started dealing with literacy the last 2 years. And our numbers are horrible. And I'm telling you, I cannot believe that the citizens of Atlanta are not up in Atlanta Public Schools at 130 Trinity to say, wait a minute. Our children can't read, and we don't know what the metrics are. But this superintendent, we don't know what she's being measured on, and y'all are keeping it in secret and hiding, and they get to sit on this DS.
I just don't believe that. Hold on now. Here's the thing.
I'm telling you.
Here's the thing. because I've been elected. I've been in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there is no way in the world. I even told the city attorney. I said, Madam City Attorney, or Mr. City Attorney, depending on which, you were never elected to anything. You didn't put your name on the ballot. I did.
That's right.
You give advice. Let's be very clear about this now. You give advice. You do not make policy.
That's right.
So now, if you are telling me that, that something occurred in this city that impacts this city, and you telling me you think I can't go out and tell people, you crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I know it, I am going to tell it.
That's right.
Okay? So why isn't the school board providing that information to you? What, it's not secret. It's not clandestine. It's not something nefarious and hidden. Why do you think they're not sharing that?
Think about it. Think about it. This board, for the most part, except with the exception of a couple new ones that came on the last election, this board hired her. So, you know, come on, they're young, they're inexperienced.
Well, I'm talking about for the ones who just got there. Every now and then, the renegade ought to come from the ones who just got there, because we'll stand up and support them. But if I got a matrix that tell me what we are supposed to be measuring the superintendent by, all of Atlanta would have it now if I was on that board.
That's right.
It doesn't even make
sense.
And
why wouldn't they? And guess what?
It's a public document. It's public money. It's a public school.
As much as Dr. Hall was who she was, there was a balanced scorecard and there was an open evaluation. I used to attend. I'd be maybe the only one there. But there was at least a process where you could see what the superintendent was supposed to do and what she did do.
Well, I will tell you this.
A process called the balanced scorecard. And they don't even want that. They don't even want that.
Well, she don't want that.
She doesn't want that.
All she wants you all to believe is that she just came and propped the system back up after the world largest cheating scandal, and she don't want any measurement as to determine whether she's successful. Successful to her means opening the doors every day at the school, and there is no other criteria that I've been able to discern. Because I asked some of the same questions when I met with her 3 times privately. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about somebody who... She called me. I didn't call them to meet with her. She called to meet with me.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, she don't want a criteria to measure her. And they pay her way too much. Now, let me ask you this before we leave. How much is her salary?
$400. I can give you to the penny if you gave me a minute, but it's $461,903. Okay?
$461,903.
That's not including living expenses, travel expenses, and those types of things. Okay?
And so we're over. Bottom line is we're over $500,000 a year when you add those other things to it.
She's giving away schools to charter operators. They don't even have anything to do with those. Okay. We got between charter schools and charter operators, that's 22 schools. The rest of the schools, I told her we should deduct every time she give away a school to a charter, we need to deduct
some
that from her
money.
Salary. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What?
You got a second to hold on one more time. I just want to get one or two more questions, then we're going to go to our phone
line.
404-892-2703. What is happening over at the Atlanta Board of Education? We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WLK. All right. The revolving chair of superintendency in DeKalb, they have a similar issue. They have that superintendent basically moving on, and I think he moves on after this school year. They already putting in place the process to replace him. When Dr. Carstafun came, months after she came, she was a finalist in the superintendency in California somewhere. So maybe it's time to just move on. Shonda.
And guess what? She wasn't even first, second, or third choice here, okay?
Yeah.
She wasn't even the first, second, or third choice here, okay?
What do you attribute the heavy involvement of the Chamber of Commerce? They have been involved, and John Lewis, Shirley Franklin, Andy Young, some of these iconic names. What do you, why do you
with
think they're so interested in this?
With all due respect, and I hope this doesn't sound disrespectful to the Honorable John Lewis, with all due respect, we had to tear him a new one last night to let him know that he hasn't even been out to the community to know we want for him to come and chime in on whether the superintendent should stay or not. John Lewis, unfortunately, has been a puppet to a certain section of our community, mainly the business community, who has a financial vested interest in the school system, which is what that is, because none of their children go there. So they don't really care about whether they're educating anybody, but they certainly want to make sure that the perception is that they are, because education, although most of them are going to put their children in the public school system anyway.
Exactly.
So they're going to go and try to get a charter, build a charter, go to private school, whatever. They're not going to go to Price or Slater or Thomasville Heights. That's for sure. So really, that's the whole thing. That's why we had to let John Lewis know, with all due respect.
What did he say? They say he gave an impassioned speech. What did he say?
He pulled the heartstrings. Talked about being on the bridge. Talking about the poor children. That's where he come from. The poor children of Atlanta. And I come from that same type of thing. And this woman, like, she has been some sort of savior to the quote-unquote poor children of the city of Atlanta.
All right, Shonda. I'm about to go back and watch it.
But the problem is, Derek,
what y'all tell the Negro, if you don't get yourself up out of this place and go back to the bridge or go somewhere, but you got to get out of here now.
I'm telling you. Yeah, we had to get them out of here. I'm telling you. And, you know, some of it got. But let me just say this, Derek.
Oh, I just hate I missed it.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to watch it because guess what? APS does not televise, stream, or record the community comments. That's something that your viewers and listeners
are
to call
serious?
And email them.
Yeah, I've been going too long. That's
in the metro Atlanta.
And here's the thing. I blame the school board for that. I absolutely blame the school board for that. How are you going to – it's a public meeting. What do you mean you don't want to hear for the public? You want to have this sterile meeting sanitized, homogenized, and scrutinized so that nothing gets out and people don't know. But that we, you know.
Right.
Well, look here. I got 3 hours every day down here. We'll talk about it every day if need be because, I mean, these are very serious issues.
What's
the next move, Shauna? What happens next in this superintendent saga?
The next move is that we have to demand that the superintendent, that this board does its due diligence and make it, for one, do it in the public discussion. Yeah. We can't have all these secret little meetings.
No.
That's the first thing.
No.
We got to demand that this is done in the public.
Yeah.
We got to demand that we have input in this.
Right.
We got to demand that her measures and targets and metrics are publicized and that we are looking to see what she has done prior to us thinking about what she will do. Okay?
Remind everybody when the public meetings and the general meeting, because there are two, they have a briefing that's public.
Mm-hmm.
They then have public comment, and then they have the school board meeting. Remind us of those days where the public can interact with this superintendent and this board.
On any normal month, the first Monday of the month, okay, and this is the crazy part, the meeting is at 2:30 in the afternoon in the middle of downtown, right? You have to get there between 5 and 5:50 to sign up for public comments. Then you have public comments for 1 hour from 6 to 7, and then the legislative meeting is 7 on. So the first Monday of the month normally, with the exception of times when we have holidays on the Monday, of course, like Labor Day.
Right.
You know,
so that's where it was Tuesday. When did this happen? It happened yesterday.
Yeah, last night. It happened last night.
All right.
In the business community, to your point, Derek, and you and I stood out in front of the Atlanta Metro Chamber of Commerce to get them to let them know that their involvement in the school system and this financial thing that they're doing to disrupt and cause confusion and chaos in our community. People, we have got to get together. This is where the rubber meets the road. We cannot allow them, because they have more money, that's for sure.
Right.
That's, we can't compete with the money.
Right.
But we got the power to vote. We got the power of the people here. And if we don't get on this thing, what they're doing to our special needs children who are going to be put out on the streets with no recourse, they're going to end up in jail. Our children are not going to be literate. They're not going to have the skills. And this city is going to change and turn over, and it's already been gentrified. And guess what? The schools are the critical key link to gentrification. Just know that.
All right, look, call me offline so I can catch up with you. And I appreciate you always, sis, okay?
Most definitely. Thank you for everything you do, Derek. We appreciate you as well.
All right. We're going to always give all sides. Now, Superintendent, y'all let her know she's welcome to come down here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.